Need a home backup generator? It's taking longer to get one due to high demand and slow supply chain issues. But Capital Control Systems has them in stock. You can either pick one up and install it yourself or have a Capital Control Systems professional install it for you. Act now, limited supply available. These generators will go fast. Call Capital Control Systems today at 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Brought to you by Butcher Boy, your hometown butcher, and more. Spring is ham and lamb time. So are family parties and events. Pick up ready to go, good eating, good times. That's Butcher Boy. Open 9 to 7. That cool, damp weather we were expecting, it has arrived for the weekend. We'll have a little break later today, then a return overnight into early Sunday for some shower activity before clearing Sunday afternoon. Sunday at 2, The Verdict with Ted Cruz, 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM news and talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello, we're broadcasting live, 2680 South Carson Street. Second annual spring cleaning sale is massive at Ridezilla. Free food. The buffet line has been set up. I'm not exaggerating. It's real. And amazing deals. Jerry Evans is sitting with me here. We just heard Craig Swope in the weather forecast promote the Ted Cruz talk show. Tell me about that.
It's called The Verdict. It's brand new. In fact, this is the debut weekend, co-hosted with Ben Ferguson, and on KSVL, Lyon County, 92.3, which actually you can hear that a long ways, especially in the Sierras, too. Anyway, it's co-hosted with Ben Ferguson, and then Ben Ferguson does a live show from 4 to 7 p.m. on Sundays, and that'll be on KSVL 92.3 as well. But, yeah, starting tomorrow, right after Gun Talk, Ted Cruz and The Verdict. The number 33 podcast, who doesn't have a podcast? We were just talking about Tom Sullivan.
I don't. That's I'm the only one.
But, yeah, and just getting into the tall grass of radio, Tom Sullivan, who we have carried for 15 or more years, is retiring at the end of May from radio, but is going to be doing a podcast. A couple of people here have asked me who's replacing him.
Yeah, I was about
pretty
to.
Pretty certain who is going to be replacing him. And I don't know why I would even not announce. I think it will be Guy Benson.
Well, tell me about Guy.
Well, Guy is a Fox News contributor, has a radio show he's had for a while. We did run it for a while on KSVL, a weekend edition. And he's becoming more and more prominent. He's conservative. It will be live. Noon to 3, but Tom Sullivan will be a hard host to replace because anybody that listens to Tom Sullivan, which there are a lot, in fact, it's the most listened to 3 hours of radio in Reno from noon to 3 with Tom Sullivan. So big shoes to fill, so to speak, but if you multiple calls every day.
When's his last day?
May 30th, I think it is, the last Friday in May, so May 30th. So that'll be 30, 31, 30, I think it's June 2nd, there'll be a new host there. And most likely it'll be Guy Benson. I'm going to see what I can squeeze out of Fox in the terms of monetary value to get to, I'm joking, of course. But anyway, yeah.
So this is a Fox show?
Guy Benson is syndicated by Fox News Radio.
Okay, same deal with Jimmy Failla, who's also
right.
Fox.
Yeah.
And they do these shows from, what, Fox News in New York?
Yeah, they from the Fox News studios.
Okay.
And, you know, Tom Sullivan used to be a Fox News host, went to the Fox Business Network. That's why he moved to New York from Sacramento to host a television show on the Fox Business Network when they got that up and running. Mm-hmm. And that went away after a few years. Fox dropped him as a radio syndicated host, and I thought that was one of the dumbest moves. They tried to replace him with a guy, Tom Shalhoub, who is he's more of a writer for Fox and is on Gutfeld's show a lot, a bit of a contributor, but he's not really what I'd call a radio talk show host, more of a writer. somewhat funny. But anyway, that went away. That didn't last long. And they replaced Tom Shalhoub with Guy Benson. So essentially, they do Brian Kilmeade in the morning. He does a radio show, 6 to 9, then Fela, 9 to noon. Right. And for those of you that don't know, we do play the hour that you don't hear from 9 to 10 of Jimmy Fela at 8 o'clock at night.
You know what I like about Fox? They believe in radio. I mean, I have Sirius XM in one of my vehicles. I'm sorry. I know you hate that word, but they have
vehicle?
Fox.
No, I they, no, doesn't bother me at all.
The Sirius XM. They have a Fox channel, which is the TV audio, but they also have a Fox News headlines channel. So they have two radio outlets at Fox News, and they believe in radio. I love that.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. Sometimes I get a little irritated because they use the radio to promote the television show, and they don't use the television channel or the network to promote radio.
Right. I've never seen them mention the radio.
And believe me, I squeak a lot. Most people that...
You squeak a lot?
I squeak to Fox, Craig can tell you regularly, and... and I'm always, of course, I'm always wrong. I mean, they will give me the courtesy.
Did you get that on tape? He said he's always wrong.
To them, you know. And believe me, just to go back to the old days, remember, it wasn't that long ago when every time that a crime was committed against a black person, it had to be pointed out that the person was black. But when the white person was a victim of a crime, that was never mentioned. And believe me, I was called them regularly to say, what is this? I mean, if you're going to mention it, give me the context of why that needed to be mentioned, their skin color. And I can tell you, within a day or two, there's going to be another crime that'll be committed against person. Pretty much. You don't. Yeah. Well, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but I'll take a little bit of credit because I do complain, and occasionally I do threaten, as in, do you want the Fox News on this radio station or not? Because we're not carrying woke news. It's got to be, you know, balanced. So anyway, we are getting really into the tall grass, and I probably shouldn't be talking about Fox because a lot of people, you can always find something to complain about with Fox, the Fox News Network. But I can say, just think, if there wasn't a world with Fox, what you would have. Because these other smaller channels like Newsmax, what is it, One America's Voice or whatever it is, Real America's Voice, whatever it is, they wouldn't exist without Fox. They got started because of Fox. So just imagine a world without the Fox News channel.
You look at the TV ratings, but Newsmax, a couple of time periods, they beat CNN, which, well, that's impressive, I think.
No joke. Our numbers with streaming
beats CNN.
MSNBC and CNN, and it does in major markets, too. Like, you take a Portland, Maine with Lars Larson, he has more listeners in the afternoon CNN has viewers.
Right.
So
a local radio show can beat CNN nationally in terms of numbers, which is that, well, CNN's fallen apart, of course.
And on the television side, you have a little bit of experience with that. I don't know exactly, and I'm friends with a guy that works at your former employer, a sales rep there, who occasionally talks me into advertising on the channel. But I would be very curious to see exactly what the numbers are, because people talked about radio going away for years and years and years, starting with MTV and then Sirius and on and on and on, and we're still here. But television, network television, the networks with the hundreds and hundreds of streaming channels in the trades that we read on a weekly basis, it's like a thing, I'll put in quote, if you see the air quotes, newspapers. The way they've gone away, there is no such thing as a newspaper. There is a publication that comes out weekly, but in terms of daily news, newspapers have gone away, and that's the word, so to speak, about the NBC, the CBS, the
ABC. And actually for the better, because there's immediacy in online for news instead of waiting around for the newspaper the next morning. It's sad to see him go. There's nothing I like better than to sit with a cup of coffee in the morning newspaper.
I used to do it all the time, the LA Times.
Yeah, it's a hard habit to break.
Yeah, yeah. But that was then, John. Yeah. And this is now, so people are looking at their phones right now. But so I did want to plug, if we have to take a break, just let me know. I don't see a clock anywhere. But I wanted to mention this being a great week in America. Again, the circle of people I run in, which is small, but we all are of the same opinion that the last time Trump got elected, and there were obvious and proven crimes committed by people like Hillary Clinton or Lois Lerner, the head of the IRS, and nothing happened. We've been kind of sitting around waiting and going, okay, when's it going to happen? Impatiently for, obviously, there's so much criminality in the government with Letitia James. James is a perfect example, who was prosecuting Trump for what she has been recently caught at, mail fraud and other crimes.
Right.
I mean, and you saw where George Santos yesterday got sentenced to 7 years in prison. She committed four times the amount of crimes, four to five, that he did. So we'll see what happens with Letitia James, but I'm referring to the two judges that got arrested. In my lifetime, I can't remember judges being arrested. I remember that A.C. Hastings in Florida, who got impeached as a judge from Florida, but stayed in Congress forever. But the two judges that were arrested this past Thursday, I think I heard both of them in the same day. That was a day to celebrate for me, just to know that, you know, it's that equal treatment. Why do these people, why can they lie, steal, cheat, and get away with it? Because they're politicians or in the state government in some way, shape, or form. Good to see those judges. And as I understand it, that judge, she will never come back and be a judge, either one of them, because they have committed crimes. So,
You mentioned the way things are reported. I was just blown away by Janet Yellen. I think a couple of days ago talked about how Trump is trashing the economy with inflation. The gall of this woman, the gall of her, who actually caused inflation herself by not putting a stop to printing dollars like everybody gets some. And simple economics tells you that causes inflation. She called it a blip. She called it a blip, and now she has the gall.
There is no shame on that side of the political spectrum whatsoever.
Well, the news media follows along with it, though. My gosh, not one person asked her, what about when you said inflation was just going to be a blip when, by anyway.
I'll repeat.
You're getting me mad.
There is no shame on that side of the spectrum, and that includes the politicians, all of the other media, other than a few. But look at the things that they've said and done that, and they never come back and correct themselves or apologize. And unfortunately, nearly half the country, after two or three generations of the education system that we have, they've been indoctrinated, and it is they have drank the Kool-Aid, and they are still high on the Kool-Aid. And I don't foresee it'll ever change.
Not with the people in the newsrooms that I worked in. Because they're straight out of college locally, and they're already pre-programmed.
It's the re-education camps that they go through called colleges.
Exactly. Sorry, UNR. But anyway, a pleasure talking to you, boss. And looking forward to Ted Cruz tomorrow night.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, tomorrow afternoon?
2 p.m.
2 p.m.
Right after Gun Talk.
Is it live?
It is a podcast that is pre-recorded, delivered.
Oh, okay.
So no, it is not live.
But the person who's replacing Tom Sullivan will be live,
noon
which I think is important because I love it when people from Reno and Carson call up these national shows.
No. Real quickly before we take a break is we're Ridezilla in Carson City next to Nissan Carson City, and they have their signs up tariff-free zone at Nissan Carson City next door, which is good. But it was a traffic jam out front, and people are parked all the way down the street. park in back of Ridezilla. And even though you're going to be leaving here at noon today, the sale goes on until 5 o'clock, and there are 75% or more. And then you've talked about the Wheel of Fortune. Depending on how much you spend it once, twice, or three times, up to $1,000 gift certificates. But come to Ridezilla today, all day today, and park in back. There is parking behind Ridezilla.
That's where I parked. And how is it you did not buy anything yet? I mean,
it's very,
this is Jerry Evans heaven.
It is tempting, especially, again, when you see the cabs with the AC and the heat. Roll up the windows. You're not eating dust, choking on dust.
In an ATV. Okay. Jerry likes luxury. All right. Thanks, Jerry. We're going to take a break. I'm John Potter, live and local at Ridezilla. Carson City till noon. Come on by on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1121.
FM Talk, Radio, 99.1, KKFT.
Will your retirement years really be your golden years? This is Jerry Dorn, managing shareholder with Anderson, Dorn & Rader. One of the worst mistakes people make is that they plan their affairs as if they're always going to be healthy. We all need to plan for disability, which can happen to any of us. And while none of us likes to think or talk about these things, doing nothing is the worst option because that leaves everything in doubt for your loved ones. You are never too young or too old to plan for disability or death. Anderson, Dorn & Rader is committed to providing information that will help you prepare for whatever it is to come.
Take advantage of a free webinar from the convenience of your own home on Wednesday, May 14th at 6 p.m. There are also three free in-person seminars, including Tuesday, May 20th in Reno, Wednesday, May 21st in Minden, and Thursday, May 22nd in Sparks.
To find out more, visit wealth-counselors.com today or call 775-823-WILL. That's 823-9455.
Tired of buying a washing machine every few years because your current one is broken or stinks? Sargent's Appliance Center sells top-rated, long-lasting, and well-washing machines that have an expected life of 15 to 25 years. Sargent's Appliance Center can provide a washing machine that will have you wanting to smell your towels. Don't take advice from somebody that could be moved to lumber next week. Quality advice from a company that services what they sell. Buy right the first time. Shop Sargent's Appliance Center.
You got scaly white gunk on your shower door.
Funny taste in your glass makes you scream no more.
Whenever I got in the shower, it smelled like chlorine and it was awful. Now with our pure water system, my hands feel good, my skin feels good, my shower door is nice and clean, and no chlorine smell. The water is so much more refreshing to drink.
Pure Water Systems, protecting your health. Protecting your home.
Visit RenoWaterFilters.com.
Chad with Beautiful Homes Nevada, where Nevada's in our name, roots, and way of doing business. Many in-home window or siding sales presentations are high-pressure, today-only traps. Beautiful Homes Nevada isn't about high-pressure sales or multi-priced offers. We'll give you an honest, reliable price with no pressure to buy today. When you're ready for the absolute best windows or siding installed by a Nevada-based company in many years, just search Beautiful Homes Nevada.
Tired of looking at your old leaning fence? Do you have problems with your gates not opening and closing properly? We can help. Call Florence Fence today. Whether you have a wood fence, chain link, ornamental iron, or vinyl fence, we can repair your existing fence or replace it with a new one. Florence Fence has been serving the Reno and Lake Tahoe area for over 37 years. Call us today at 775-267-9918 or visit us on the web at florencefenceinc.com.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local at Ridezilla. Massive sale going on. There's no line for the buffet. Lady Tamale is here. Rave reviews about her. So take advantage. You are welcome. You are invited to join in and save a fortune. How's it going? Danny is back. Danny, huh? It's a different Danny. I'll bet. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Well, you're better looking than Danny. I didn't mean
I don't know about that. Are we actually on the
yes,
on
we
the radio
are.
Right now?
Yes, we all are.
All right.
So how's it going today?
It's amazing. What a wonderful turnout we've had for especially the weather that we're dealing with. We can't thank our customers enough for braving the weather and coming out and seeing us today.
You know, I don't know about you, but when I saw the snow, I was thinking snowmobile.
Yeah, well, we'd love for more people to think snowmobile. We have a lot of them left over from model year 25 that we'd love to give you, you know, incentive to buy.
And that's why they're marked down, right?
That's right. That's right.
This is the time to buy, my friend, huh?
If you want a snowmobile, I can tell you right now this is going to be the best price we've ever offered on snowmobiles.
Well, I've never seen tags that say $6,000 off, $4,000 off, today only. I mean, I could see it with a car or something, but these are not as expensive as cars to begin with. And to take a discount like that off a quality, brand new, what is it, Yamaha ATVs, 4,000 off, today only, the two I see right there.
Yeah, that's the Yamaha R-Max. Absolutely. It's a magnificent machine. It'll do anything you want it to do. It seats four people.
They look like Transformers.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
I mean, it's incredible how they changed. I mean, look at this thing over here. Now, what the heck is that?
That one there is a Honda Talon four-seater.
It's a beast.
Yes. Yeah, that's a lot of fun right there.
So do you have one yourself, Ben?
I do not possess one myself.
An ATV?
No. Okay. No. Well, the family's got some. But
where would you take it around here?
So we're pretty fortunate. Pretty much if you're in any of these valleys and you look east and you see the brown hills, we use those.
It's wide open.
If you want to go west, it's a little more controlled. But really, east of Carson City, east of Reno, is a lot of really open territory. And we're really fortunate to have the BLM access that we have.
That's ideal for ATVs. Do you need a license for it?
No required operating permit other than for youth. They'll have to be able to prove that they can operate it if asked.
How much horsepower is something like that?
These side-by-sides are going to range from anywhere about 100 horsepower all the way up to, we have 240 horsepower machines now.
I remember my first car, a compact car in the 70s, had a 95 horsepower engine. 95 horsepower, and now you're telling me the ATVs have like twice that?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They're a good time.
Speed demons. Okay, let's talk motorcycles.
Okay.
What's your favorite?
My favorite would be the Yamaha lineup, but I like them all. Honda makes magnificent motorcycles as well.
How many brands? Now, I heard that you had more brands here with adventure vehicles than any other dealer in Nevada.
Well, we're unique in the sense that we have the best brands in our business. So we've got Honda, Yamaha, Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, BRP, which is Ski-Doo and Sea-Doo and Can-Am. So we feel that those are the top brands in our industry. And we offer them all under one roof. So you can come here and get a non-biased opinion about which side-by-side is going to work best for you or which motorcycle is going to work best for you.
You purposely hired, or the boss man, you're the boss man, right? You hired a staff that loves this lifestyle. Every person I've spoken to goes out, tools around on these vehicles themselves. They live it. So they're great people to talk to about when you want to. And what's the deal where you want to have a long-term relationship with customers?
Well, that's just kind of our mission statement, if you will, is to treat every customer like your mom. And so what that means is that you're going to take care of everybody to a certain standard that you would expect your mom be taken care of if she was at your dealership. So a lot of the guys buy into that. And, we've got a really, really good crew of people here. We're like a family.
Final question. Where'd you find Tamale Lady? What do you know about? I've never heard of her. But people are mobbing Tamale Lady here.
Well, in Carson City, I think most of us know about her, so we got to get you down south more often. She comes to the dealerships selling tamales by the dozen, and we have her come and cater these events for us because she brings just an awesome element of amazing food, Great personality, customer service, and just she's part of the family here.
She's like a star here, man.
That's right. She is.
You got it all. This is an amazing event, my friend. And thanks for inviting us out for it, Ben. Nice meeting you.
Thanks for coming down. We appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Come on by and talk to the folks here at Ridezilla, folks. Second annual spring cleaning sale. I'm here for another half hour at 2680 South Carson Street, right between the Nissan and the Toyota dealerships. It's incredible. And come hungry for the Tamale Ladies buffet line. Seriously, it's incredible. We're going to break for Fox News. I'll be back in a few on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 11:31.
24/7 Fox News and Talk Radio. 99.1 FM Talk. News breaks here.
News. I'm Paul Stevens. Funeral services in Rome earlier today for Pope Francis.
With our prayers, we now entrust the soul of our beloved Pontiff to God, that he may grant him eternal happiness in the bright and glorious gaze of his immense love.
College of Cardinals Dean Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re through an interpreter. Anger from many Democrats after a Wisconsin judge was arrested, accused of immigration-related crimes.
Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan is charged with concealing an illegal alien and obstructing an official proceeding. Officials are accusing her of misdirecting ICE agents for a man they say has a domestic abuse record.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Is a raw food diet good for your pet? You bet it is. Check us out today at First Source Pet Foods Reno. We're offering all natural, safe, affordable raw food for your dog or cat for just under $4 a pound in a variety of healthy proteins. No additives, no fillers. Get cleaner teeth and less poop. For under $4 a pound, you can feed a safe, pasteurized natural raw diet to your pet. You can feed a species appropriate, safe, affordable raw diet from First Source Pet Foods Reno. We are local. Call 775-846-8529 or go to wefeedrawreno.com. wefeedrawreno.com. This is what your pet was meant to eat.
I'm Bill with Red Wing Shoes in Carson City, and I want to be your go-to boot guy. We're tucked right on 444 East William Street and proud to be the only independent Red Wing store in Northern Nevada. When was the last time you had your feet measured? Has anyone ever offered to lace your boots for you? At Red Wing Shoes, that's our goal every time you walk through the door. Our feet may stop growing in our late teens, but they never stop changing. Over time, factors like aging, weight changes, and daily wear can cause your arches to fall and the muscles in your feet to weaken, changing not just your size, but your need for support. That's why we take the time to measure your feet, offer a personalized fit, and even lace your boots for you. Because the right fit means better support, less pain, and more comfort on the job and off. Why not take a ride to Carson City and visit us on William Street, right across from Smith's?
Red Wing Shoes. Work hard. Look good.
Visit HireMeNevada.com. Explore and apply confidentially to job openings at top Northern Nevada businesses. Your next opportunity is just a click away at HireMeNevada.com.
Machinists and CNC operators with 2 to 3 years minimum experience needed now at Chrome Alloy in Carson City. Paying the highest wages in the area, a sign-on bonus, and premium shift wages for second and third shift positions. To apply, go to ChromeAlloy.com.
Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR. Go
Brought to you by Butcher Boy, your hometown butcher, and more. Spring is ham and lamb time. So are family parties and events. Pick up ready-to-go, good-eating, good times. That's Butcher Boy. Open 9 to 7. That cool, damp weather we were expecting, it has arrived for the weekend. We'll have a little break later today, then a return overnight into early Sunday for some shower activity before clearing Sunday afternoon. Sunday at 2, The Verdict with Ted Cruz, 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Life and local here at Ridezilla, South Carson Street, and always happy to talk to fans. This guy is like my stalker, but I just met him. But he's been following me for a long time. Ron Huckabee.
Yeah. Hi, how you doing?
Where are you from, Ron?
From Carson City. I live here since 1989.
And where did you move from?
Moved from the central San Joaquin Valley near Bakersfield, and originally from Oklahoma.
Is it true that all Oklahoma people have to go to Bakersfield?
Yeah, if you know Buck Owens, you got to follow Buck where he went.
What is my favorite Buck Owens song? Are you a fan? All right, California Cowboy. That is my favorite Buck Owens. And if they let me, I would sing it. But that would clear the floor. Anyway, so why'd you come out here?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to see the crowd, but mainly I wanted to catch up with you, John. I've been following you for many, many, many years. It's not only what you share, but it's how you share it. It's very endearing and honest, and it just kind of touches my soul. So I had an opportunity with you right here in Carson City today. I wanted to come by, look you in the eye, and shake your hand, and tell you many thanks for all those years.
Well, I kind of thank you, Ron. I have a kind of a religion that when I give the news, like I used to in the morning, I have to add a little humor to things because, listen, things like mental illness are a big issue nowadays, and I did not want to wake people up and have their first experience of the day being negative. And some people appreciate that and some people don't. Of course, there are things I would never make fun of, but I had a good time there in my 20 years on Channel 2, which I imagine you probably saw me on that.
I did. So I've been following you for many years, and again, it's not necessarily always the content, which is very good, but it's the way you say it and the way you just get right down to the meat of the matter from an eternal and from a soul perspective.
Well, the first thing you said to me when you came up is something that I've been saying for years, ever since, you know, I was shown the door 4 years ago, and that is that age discrimination is the only socially accepted form of discrimination left in this country. Nobody talks about it, but even the federal stats will tell you that over 50-60% of folks were forcibly removed because of their age.
Very true. Very true. In fact, I've been on interviews not that many years ago, and next year I'm turning 70. I've been on interviews with government agencies where the interviewer will look at me and he'll say, I need to ask you a question. I'll say, what is it, sir? And his question is, how many years do you plan on working? And that is...
I hate that question.
Yeah, that is how the interview would start, and you're already kind of off balance from then on. But you had mentioned some time ago, a few months ago, just what you just mentioned earlier, that age discrimination is the only socially acceptable discrimination, and I would love an opportunity sometime in the future to be honored to spend some time with you drilling down on that some more.
But what are these business owners thinking? We have all this experience. You know, when I was starting out in broadcasting in the newsrooms, the younger people who came in would want some leadership, a mentor. It's not like that anymore. You know, the young people come in, they're already set in their opinions, their politics. As Jerry said, their education grounds at the college and everything. There is no mentorism going on like there was before. And it's just there was a certain time in a matter of months where everybody over 40 and everybody who had a conservative thought was taken off the newsroom payroll. And I don't know what more I can say about that. It's very depressing.
Yeah, it's got to be. But, John, as long as you just keep on being you, as long as you're on these airwaves, us boomers and my kids too will be listening to you. And keep on spreading the good news, and we just love you, and keep on doing what you do.
Well, Ron, keep showing your gray beard proudly. Thanks for coming out, my friend, Oklahoma man.
Thank you, sir. All right. Nice meeting you.
Shake my microphone. There you go. Take care, Ron. I'll see you later. All right. Ridezilla, big, huge, monstrous, second annual spring clearing. Is that? Yeah, clearing sale. You're saved thousands of dollars. We have ATVs, the side-by-sides, the top brand names. And what a selection of brand names you have. Motorcycles, Sea-Doos, jet skis, 0% interest loans, thousands in rebates, easy loan pre-approvals, guaranteed savings, apparel 50% off, snow riding gear 75% off, up to 50% off protective gear, up to 75% off the top brand sunglasses, up to 50% off accessories, and the tire sale, very popular, is simply buy one tire and get one free. Free food, the Lady Tamale is set up with a very large and generous buffet, all free, went up to $1,500 in gifts and prize giveaways. I'm floored by the spin a wheel thing for customers, where a couple of slots on that spin a wheel, $1,000 gift certificates, and it's a small wheel. You have pretty good odds with that. And every vehicle and a vessel sold comes with a bonus gift. It could be $100 store credit, baseball tickets, whatever. So this is a one-day event, and you see the price tag say today only when it comes to like $4,000 or whatever off.
Well, I'm going to remind people that we still have some $50 Glen Eagles gift cards to go out the store. All you have to do is check the glove compartments of the side-by-side, or even on some of them under the windshield wipers if they have them.
I thought the locusts already cleaned us out. Did you refinish?
I still have three or so.
Do you really? All right, folks. There you go. Scavenger hunt. Ridezilla, we're going to take our last break here. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Come on by to 2680 South Carson Street, right next door to Nissan and also Toyota, just a little further south from the train museum, Ridezilla. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 11:44.
Speak now. 884-9910, FM News Talk, 99.1.
My name is Mary, and before Restore, I didn't have a lot of energy. I needed a CPAP to sleep, and I still would not wake up refreshed. I've had asthma all my life, and while it was improving, I still was on quite a bit of medication. Whenever I'd get sick, it would last pretty long with me. Probably one of the biggest things is that I tend to respond emotionally, and so I would take things very personally, and I would eat emotionally, you know, stressfully. That was all before Restore.
There are formulas for weight loss, autoimmune disorders, hair, skin, and nail health, and more, all based on the restorative benefits of amino acids.
So yes, Brain Health Formulas product Restore has just drastically changed my life. I feel the best I've ever felt ever in my life.
Get Brain Health Formulas. Call 775-634-7789.
With A&H Insurance, it's personal. A&H provides all types of insurance from personal, commercial, to health and life insurance. Get the very best value with low rates, customized coverage, and superior personal service. A&H Insurance agents are in your neighborhood in Reno and the Carson Valley. Call 775-829-2600. That's 775-829-2600. Call 775-829-2600 or A&HINS.com.
Who's the best at installing windows in your home? Brothers Home Improvement. We stand by them here at the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Yep, and they're so great to work with, our trusted window experts at Brothers Home Improvement. These nine brothers and sisters are committed to their customers' complete satisfaction. They've been doing it for over 28 years.
Yeah, it's a long time. They've installed over 900,000 windows, but they don't use subcontractors. They do it themselves. That's why the quality is so good.
For a limited time, mention Armstrong and Getty to receive $1,000 off on 10 or more windows, $720 off on 8 or more windows, or $300 off on 4 or more windows installed.
Just visit brotherswindows.com, brotherswindows.com, or give them a call at 800-672-3777.
We don't put our stamp of approval on just any company. Make Brothers Home Improvement your first call for a free in-home estimate. Call 800-672-3777 or visit brotherswindows.com. You're going to love the way you're treated. Brotherswindows.com.
Brought to you by Butcher Boy, your hometown butcher, and more. Spring is ham and lamb time. So are family parties and events. Pick up ready to go, good eating, good times. That's Butcher Boy. Open 9 to 7. That cool, damp weather we were expecting, it has arrived for the weekend. We'll have a little break later today, then a return overnight into early Sunday for some shower activity before clearing Sunday afternoon. Sunday at 2, The Verdict with Ted Cruz, 99.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back. My friends. John Potter, live and local. It's 39 degrees, a little bit of rain, I hear, in the Reno area. We've had quite a bit of snow in Carson City. It's beautiful, isn't it? And that is Nevada weather. And if you haven't heard this about this happening, I hate to be the one to break news like this, but overnight we had one person killed in a crash on 580. Two drivers have been arrested. I'm reading the story on News 4, KRNV. A crash on 580 near Montrose Highway early this morning claimed the life of a Good Samaritan and led to the arrest of two drivers. It occurred at approximately 2:15 this morning, just south of Montrose Highway. A single vehicle crash initially blocked the number 2 travel lane. A Good Samaritan, an adult female, stopped to assist at the scene of this crash that blocked the number 2 travel lane. So the Good Samaritan gets out. She wants to help out the people who were in the crash. And during this, another vehicle traveling southbound on 580 entered the crash site, striking both the originally crashed vehicle and the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan was pronounced dead at the scene by medical personnel. Authorities suspect impairment, and same old effing story. And both the driver of the originally crashed vehicle and also the driver of the vehicle that entered the crash scene. So we have two reported drunk drivers basically hitting each other. Following the collision, southbound 580 was closed to all traffic on the Montrose Highway for several hours. We couldn't take 580 to get here. The highway reopened at 9:26. It was closed for about 7 hours. Both drivers involved in the crashes have been arrested and booked into the Washoe County Jail. For God's sake. That's from the KRNV News 4 website. Oh, my God. Also this week in the news, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a call and text message scam from individuals fraudulently obtaining money. The caller says there's an arrest warrant or missed jury duty notice and that a payment must be immediately made to avoid legal action. The scammers demand payment through gift cards or deposits made at Bitcoin ATMs. I got a call like this a year or two ago. The caller ID said the call was coming from the 702 area code Las Vegas, and the guy on the other end said he was a Washoe County deputy. Washoe. I actually was very insulted that he thought I was dumb enough to fall for that. So he said I was about to be arrested unless payment was made. So I said, send as many units as you can. Send a SWAT team. I'm ready for you. And I got the click. And, you know, I get the calls. I do. I was at a senior fair in town a few years ago, And I made the mistake somewhere, somehow, I did something. I signed up, I don't know, for a raffle or something like that, that apparently notified every single person who sets up your Medicare that I was in need of help with it immediately. Calls and calls. And do you get calls like this?
I get calls like that all the time.
I thought once you got a cell phone, I thought that was a line phone thing.
And you can do the do not call list for your cell phone now.
Does that really work?
Only if it's people originating in the United States. If they're calling in from the Philippines or other country,
Yes, I love the calls from the Philippines. Who is this? Hello, my name is Fred. Fred, my name is Chris.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is I'm getting a different text message. Now I'm getting text message that my FastPass, I've got to pay my FastPass bill and go online.
There's no FastPass here.
For the toll road here in Nevada.
That's toll road
there
in Nevada.
There is not a toll road in Nevada.
Not yet. But listen, I've been kind of fooled because I'll get calls from people I know. It's their number. And how do they know to spoof that number to call me? Of course I'm going to answer it. You know, a lot of people say, I don't answer any calls from somebody I don't know. Well, now they spoof the numbers. You're a technical guy. How do they do that?
We could do it at the station. We can tell our phone system what number to show on the caller ID.
How does the system allow that? I don't understand. I thought only the phone company could do that. Everybody's smarter than me.
That's why there's not as many people working for the phone company anymore.
So when you get a scammer call, what do you do with them?
I pretend I'm a scammer back and say,
you try to sell them something?
Their personal information. And yeah.
Here's a comment on Reddit. I only answer those when I want to screw with the scammers. If I hear, hello, how are you today, sir? I answer with, hola, mi amigo. Then I say, no se habla mi amigo. And then if they respond in Spanish, I say, sprechen Sie Deutsch? And after a while, they usually just hang up. But it's at the point where, yes, many people, you know, never answer a call unless it's from somebody you know. If it's important, they leave a voicemail. That poor guy who wants to talk to me about my car's extended warranty. Actually, no. At my age, it's all burial plans. You get burial plan calls? That's very disappointing.
Well, I'm just, 6 months away from having to sign up for Medicare.
Oh, don't say it.
And I'm getting calls on texts already.
You said it on the air. Oh, you're going to get calls now.
Oh, I know, right?
They're all smarter than us. All right. Well, the sale is going very, very well. Maybe I can finally get in line for Tamale Lady's food. And finally, also this week, a man was found guilty in a drug trafficking case that recovered a pound of methamphetamine and 4 grams of cocaine, according to the Washoe. Oh, see, now it's stuck. Washoe County District Attorney's Office. 70-year-old John Herbaugh will be sentenced in June. And I tell you, when you're 70 years old and you're committing crimes like that and you're taking advantage of people for your own selfish reasons, something is wrong. You know, something is wrong, right? I mean, here's how life more often than not goes and is supposed to go. We start stupid and we get less stupid, right? We start stupid and in time we slowly become smarter and better and kinder and more loving people. That's how it goes for most of us. That's like old people. Unless they're crusty and ornery, old people tend to be nice. Old people tend to be thoughtful of others. Old people tend to be courteous and tend to try to make conciliation as opposed to conflict. It's because they had a few decades of conflict and recognized that doesn't work. And the rough edges have been broken off by life's experience. We try a lot of things in life and we fail at a fair amount of them once or twice, and after that we get smarter and we get better. It's a process. through which we all pass. And I figure it's what the Lord has for us down here. You know, maybe that's a process we have to go through to get better and get ready to go up and be with Him. Who knows? But typically, by the time you're 70, or likely even 60, you have developed a situation attitude where you're not selling drugs or driving drunk or getting in fights and stealing and harming people. That's not the case here. And at any rate, now this person could be headed to jail at 70 years old, and that doesn't give you a whole lot of time to finally see the light. It's sad to see any time you see a wasted life. I tell you, the greatest thing about being old, the greatest thing about being 70 years old, is suddenly gaining the wisdom from mistakes in life, the life experience. Again, you know, the rough edges are broken off by life experience, and you only have to experience it, and you have wisdom. You get it late, too late, of course. It's a tragedy. I mean, if I'm reborn or reincarnated, I know exactly how to do things now. That's just the way life is. Okay, so we only got, I guess, 2 minutes left, so I'll just say it again. This is probably the biggest sale ever you've seen with recreational vehicles, and people are saving thousands and thousands of dollars right now at RideZilla. This is a one-day event. They're open till 5 today at 2680 South Carson Street. Save thousands. I mean, really, my eyesight, I'm picking up $4,000 off this if you buy it today. ATVs, side-by-sides, motorcycles, Sea-Doos, jet skis, 0% interest loans. Set up your summer fun today, right here at 2680 South Carson Street, between the Nissan and the Toyota dealerships. Guaranteed savings, and you don't even have to be looking at one of the vehicles. The apparel half off, snow riding gear 75% off, protective gear 50% off, sunglasses up to 75% off. Those are the brand name ones, by the way. Accessories up, they got to be taking a big loss on this, but it's a great introduction to have back all summer long to enjoy the outdoors with everything RideZilla has. Accessories up to 50% off, tire sale, buy one tire, get one free. I can't tell you how many people I've seen in line at the cashier window holding two tires. It's a great deal. The Polaris, the Hondas, the just to see how they have changed over the years, the ATVs and the motorcycles especially. They're beautiful, and they're gleaming, and they're looking sharp here at RideZilla in Carson City. And their slogan is Nevada's side-by-side headquarters, and also Northern Nevada's number one power sports dealership. It used to be known as Michael's. If you're, you know, you find... Oh, there's the music! There's the music. They're taking me off. I want to thank... What? I don't have enough time? I'm John Potter. Talk to you again next Saturday, live and local on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Don't miss Ted Cruz tomorrow afternoon. 2 o'clock, the new show, Ted Cruz on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Have a great weekend, folks. Love you all.
Your Good Time Casino is Sierra Sid's. Check out this month's free play bonus promotion every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Sierra Sid's. Sid's Wheel Spin Wednesday keeps on rolling with your chance at $100 in free play. See casino for details. Get in on Sierra Sid's bonus multipliers in April for up to 5 times bonus points. Swing by Sid's for a tall, cool one after work at the Atomic Bootlegger Lounge. Look for Sid's other daily promos and new slot machines. West of the Sparks Marina, your good time winner is Sierra Sid's.
This week in the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, President Trump on the priority of tax cuts.
We're going for the biggest tax cut in history. That's why we hope the Republicans get together and sign it, because Democrats will never do anything.
And his thoughts on the future for our nation.
We want to make this the golden age. It's a beautiful term when you think about it.
Don't miss this week's TownHall.com Weekend Journal, where we bring clarity to the week's event.
Get the Town Hall Weekend Journal with Hugh Hewitt on your FM talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3. 991FMTalk.com.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno Sparks, and KKFT FM1 Stateline Tahoe. 99.1 FM Talk. Fox News.